Right. The primary goal of the sort of research I've been talking about is scientific understanding, deepening our knowledge. But it's certainly the case that out of that could come some practical applications, such as building robots that are far beyond the current state of the art. And an example might be a domestic robot which has much of the intelligence of a child between, say, 3 and 5 years, or at any rate, not much, but a significant and useful subset. So, for example, a person who is blind gets a lot of help from a guide dog, but there are many things a guide dog can't do. It can't go and see who is at the door and perhaps ask them questions and decide whether to let them in. It can't go and make coffee. It can't go and fetch something from another room on being given a description of what it is and where it is. So those are the kinds of things that might help someone who's blind. Someone who, as a result of ill health or physical decay of some sort, which is going to be a problem for more and more people in future years, may prefer to be looked after by a robot which is moderately intelligent and helpful, rather than having to depend for most of the day on help from a human being. Some people might prefer the human. I know that others don't like being very dependent on other human beings. They may not mind being dependent on a fairly competent domestic robot. These are possible applications that could be of relevance to many people. There are lots of much more specialized potential applications in industry in sending robots to dangerous places for research and rescue work, bottoms of oil wells and so on.